Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, angel, hey. Angels of melody.
Tell me, are you ready?
One day and watch mother go home. Glory to God. I stood on the banks of Jordan. Watched the ship of Zion go sailing over.
Everything.
not be home after a while. Those were the last words I ever told my mother. Yes, sir. She closed her eyes and she went on to glory with a smile. And while she did, all I could do was stand there for the blade. I'm dead. My heart was heavy and I watched the ship.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. My God, you are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody radio show with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. We thank the Lord for what he is doing in this hour, even though things are going on. Steady yet, God is on the move. And I just want to say God bless to all of the listeners that are listening all around the world. We thank God for you. We want to give a shout out to all of those here in the USA and the different cities and states, to all of our family in Africa, also our family in the UK. We have family in Canada, you name it, Jamaica, Hong Kong. We just thank God for Dubai and Italy, and we just want to still keep those that are grieving over the loss of a loved one. We want to keep people in prayer around the world. So we're back tonight with part three of The Move of God. A lot of you all heard us for a couple of weeks now. We have been on the airwaves talking about the move of God in this hour. What is God doing in this hour? What is he saying in this hour, and what are we doing in this hour? Yes. So we thank God for that song at the beginning. I know y'all probably was like, wow, did she blow the dust off that album? But that was James Cleveland. Someone just texted me a while ago, one of my friends. She just texted me a few minutes ago, and she said, oh, my God, you playing James Cleveland. And I'm like, yeah. And that was I Stood on the Banks of Jordan. A lot of y'all know that now. That's definitely old school. But we thank God. We have some great guests on tonight that is on with us. We're gonna let I'm just gonna give the shout outs first before I click on the mics. We want the backgrounds to be completely quiet as I click you on. We can't have no feedback of anything. So we thank God for my cousin, Vanessa Collins. A lot of you know her as Teresa Collins on the Facebook. She's the one that does all the videos. Matter of fact, she put the video together on last night for our show that's going to be happening on tomorrow on the international radio station. So a lot of you know that I do shows here on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm also the CEO of the Angels of Melody International radio station. So we work from both places here. So we thank God for my cousin being back on with us on tonight. And then I'm introducing them first, and then I'm going to click on their mic. And then we have Pastor Dontre Edwards of Fresh Oil Word Ministries. And then we have our very own prophet, Ken Jackson, of Maintain Anointing Deliverance Ministries. And then we have our sister, there in L.A. We thank God for Prophetess Tammy Laster. So right now what I'm going to do, I'm going to click on, okay, let's see, I'm going to get my cousin first. It's a lot of numbers I'm seeing right now. So we're going to get her on to say something, and then we're going to click the other men and women of God on with us. So, Vanessa, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, I can hear you very clear.
Okay. Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on this show. Once again, I'm so excited to hear from the pastors and the other guests that you have on, the prophet. And I'm just so excited about everybody who's listening. Hello. How are everybody on tonight? I just have just something encouraging that I wanted to just say right quick, if I can. I just wanted to tell each and every one of you that are listening to just have faith. You know, faith is so important in these times that we live in, you know. And I have just a little something to say. Now, faith is the substance of things hopeful, for it is the evidence of things not seen. So you can read that in Hebrew also, with faith is the connection power into the spiritual realm. And I wanted to mention that because when we have faith, we also can reach many, 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 I would say many tunnels of discovering who God is in our life. You know, and the things that he will move. He can move things from our lives, from our family situations, like health and many virus, like the virus going on, and many conditions that we deal with in our body, and the curses and so on and so forth. Faith, having faith can move God to doing things supernaturally, because he loves us when we have faith. So that's what I wanted to say, just to have faith on tonight.
Yes, amen. We got to have that faith. Like you said, we definitely have to have faith. So we're going to click on Pastor Dontre Edwards. We're going to click him on, and then as we're going to go down the line, then we're going to get Prophet Ken on here as well. So, okay, let's get Pastor Dontre Edwards. Okay, Pastor Dontre, are you there?
I am here. Praise God to everyone. He gives God the praise. Can you hear me real good?
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay. Yeah. So
I just wanted
we thank
to
God.
Say,
I'm going to let you say a little something before we click the other man of God on.
Oh, absolutely. Real quickly, I'm excited to hear what the Lord has to say to us through the man and woman of God. Bless them. God bless them. From all the way from the great state, I believe one of the greatest states in the Midwest, because the Midwest is the best, the great state of Michigan and in the Metro Detroit area. I just thank God for another opportunity to be here on my third week, so I must have said something good that I didn't bore nobody or got on no one's nerves. Amen. Glory to God. So I thank God for this moment to just give him the glory. You know, I'm just reminded what the Word of God says, and moves out of the Amplified. I read this real quick, and I'm going to get out of the way, that I will bless let at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a bold swear in the Lord. The humble and the downtrodden will hear and rejoice. And so all of us can do this together. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. So basically, this is not singular, but a plural praise. And I give him the glory for us giving to God a plural praise, because all of us can do this together. And so I give God the glory for being on here tonight. I can't wait to hear what the man and woman of God have to say to us. I have this bit of anticipation. You know what I'm saying? Just like in the old days when you had that old ketchup bottle, it was coming out of the glass, and we had to wait. And sometimes we got to wait on the Lord, just like wait on that ketchup to come out that bottle. But when it came out, it was time to eat. So I thank God for what we're about to eat on tonight.
Amen. All right. Now we have Prophet Ken Jackson. Let me click him on. All right. All right, man of God, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you all doing tonight?
Oh, we doing good.
Bless you.
Doing good. Yeah, we
amen,
thank God for
amen.
You.
Well, I
well,
thank God, kind of an honor to be here tonight with you all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely an honor to have you on with us tonight. We thank God, as I was talking to you before, and we were saying about the move of God, you know, we were talking about that. So right before we get you to start it, because we know that you have another engagement, we're going to click on the woman of God right now. Prophetess, I believe she's on with us. I see her. And then we're going to let you and her go ahead and you know, deliver whatever God has given y'all to deliver concerning the move of God. Prophetess Tammy, are you there?
I am here. I am here.
Wow, praise God.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you for having me on tonight as well. Good evening to everyone that's on the line. God bless
you
all.
Bless you.
All right. Well, we're going to get started because we know that you and the man of God, I know y'all have other engagements in a little while. So this is the part three of the move of God in this hour. And basically what we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks is what is God saying? What is really going on? Even with this corona that's going on, different things that's happening, death and all kind of things, what God is doing in this hour. So we're going to let, man of God, we're going to let you go first, Prophet Ken Jackson, and then we'll have our sister come in.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. You know, I just thank God, you know, for this. And talking about the move of God, and, you know, we're living in a crucial time right now. But I always like to say that we are living in the best time and worst time all at the same time. When I began to look at things and I began to see where we are at as a people in the body of Christ, I think this is the time for the body of Christ to pull together like never before. And when we began to look at the pandemic and the coronavirus and everything that is going on, a lot of times people don't realize that pandemics is the thing that always birthed the greatest move of God. Anytime
Absolutely.
You look in the Bible, anytime the move of God was great and miraculously, it was always through some crisis. But the thing of it is, we have come to a generation like when God was looking, he said, I look for a man and couldn't find him. See, God is looking for somebody that he can show himself strong in. And we must understand, although we are dependent and looking to God to do his part, but God is also looking for us to do our part. The Bible says that God gave man dominion in the earth over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. This coronavirus and everything else, these are creeping things. Glory be to God. And we need to understand what we possess as the children of God. The Bible says that the whole earth is groaning and moaning, waiting for the manifestations of the sons, of the real sons of God. It didn't say it was waiting on the manifestation of God. It's waiting on the manifestation of what God put in charge over it. Amen?
Yes.
That's right. So
therefore, we as a people got to begin to come together and realize what we possess and begin to let our voice be lifted up in this earth realm. The Bible says when Daniel prayed, when he was going through something and he prayed, the angel of the Lord said, on day one, God heard your prayer. And he told Daniel, he said, I am here because of your words. In other words, what you prayed in the earth realm is what caused me to move from heaven. And if we begin to speak in this earth realm, God will release angels from heaven to aid his people.
That's right.
So we So we must understand the move of God don't stop. The move of God keep going on. Just because there's a pandemic and just because the world don't stop, God haven't stopped.
That's right.
That's right.
And so now as we look at where we at, okay, the world feel like it's a troublesome time, but we don't realize that this here pandemic thing, all it have become is the MC to pull Jesus on the scene. For the Bible says that he's a present help in the time of trouble. Trouble is the MC that will bring God in the midst of our situation.
Amen. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
While we are in this move of God, we are expecting and we are waiting to see the manifestation of what God going to do. And I had somebody ask me, well, prophet, well, is God in all this? I say, God is the same place he's been all the time. God has not moved. He has not changed positions. He is in the same place. I say, God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. I say, but what the world need to see, they don't need to see the omnipresence of God because he's already everywhere, filling every space. What we need to see is the Shekinah glory of God, which is his manifested presence.
Come on.
And this is what we need today. It's a manifested presence of God in our situation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be quiet right now and let the woman of God have something to say.
Amen. 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 When I got up this morning, Saints, I heard break out, break up, and break away. And it kept, I kept hearing it all throughout the day, break out, break up, and break away. And God said, this is a divine interruption of our regular scheduled program.
Get it forward.
The
Come
things that we regularly did on a daily basis, God has totally interrupted our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah.
My God.
He said to me, he said, now is the time that during this pandemic, we have to get to know the real you, the real us.
Mm.
No more complaining, but more consecration. No more complaining, but more consecration. Complaining will not do anything. Complaining is not the solution. He said, now it's time to consecrate ourselves like never before.
That's right.
We have been overwhelmed with things that have gone on in the world. Why have we been overwhelmed? Because we became disconnected from the source.
Yeah.
He showed me there's been a disconnection in the body of Christ. And I shared with Sister Tanya yesterday the dream that I had years ago about when a woman is pregnant, she goes and she gets an ultrasound and she could see the baby on the ultrasound. And this ultrasound that I saw in the dream was the head of Christ. And I said to God, where's the body? And he said, the body is disconnected. The body is disconnected. And I began to weep. And I said, God, I said, the church is disconnected from the head. The church is disconnected from the head. And God is saying that we have to get in that place with him, not just to just know him, but we've lost our own identity in him.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost our own identity. Yeah. We don't know who we really are. See, the devil knows how anointed we are, and he will send distractions. He will send confusion. He will send all kinds of stuff against us because when he sends that stuff to us, what do? We get distracted because he really doesn't want us to know the real, who we really are in him. He really doesn't want us to know that. When God said, we have not seen revival until we, the church, are revived. We want to revive.
That's
you know, we have all these church revivals, and people are leaving out of the revivals. They've got a temporary quick fix and go to the saints. They have not been resuscitated. They have not been revived. We have not seen revival. We have not seen revival. And a week before they shut down the city of L.A. and put us on lockdown or whatever you want to call it. God had me get up on a Saturday morning, and I didn't have anything in particular to do. And he said, just get in your car. But see, God is looking for those that will just respond to his commands and not question why and where I, what, well, Lord, why you want me to do this? And we tend to do that. And I got in my car and I began to drive. And I ended up in a shopping plaza. And as I pulled in, the Spirit of the Lord fell on me, and I began to just pray and pray in the Spirit. And as I pulled in, I heard worship music playing. And I looked over to my left, and there were two women playing worship music in front of the grocery store. And so I parked the truck, went into the store, and as soon as I stepped foot in the store, I began to pray down each aisle in the Spirit. And I couldn't leave out of the store until I walked every aisle. And as I came out of the store, the Lord said, now go over there and join those women. Pray. Do whatever I tell you to do. So I went over there, and we began to pray and worship the Lord in front of the grocery store. Then all of a sudden, people began to come. They began to come. They were weeping, and they said, I need prayer. I'm lost. I'm afraid. And I don't know how long that went on, but I got home, and God said, that's a move. He said, the move is not in the church building. He said, it's outside
the
church building.
That's right.
Come on.
You know,
Come on.
Go to church, oh, the glory of God fell. Well, let me say, if the glory of God fell in your church and you would still be able to stand, it wasn't the glory. Because in Chronicles, it said the glory filled the house, and even the minstrels could not play. They could not stand in the glory of God.
They couldn't.
They could not stand.
That's right.
They got to stand. And so God said, this move starts with us. It starts with each one of us individually. It starts with each one of us individually. And he said, in this time, he said, he wants to break some things away from us, break up some things, and break away some things from us, so that when we come out of this, we'll be, I'm telling you, I see it. He said, we're going to be radical when we come out of this thing. If you do what God is calling you to do during this pandemic time. And he also said that, and the man of God just mentioned what precedes the crisis. God said crisis precedes transformation. He said that to me. He said, this crisis is preceding the transformation that I want to take place in the body of Christ. He said, but only those that are listening during this time will get it. He said, because this is not the only thing that's going to hit this earth. He said, there are other things that are coming. He said, and if you don't use this time to get in my face and get in my presence and consecrate and pray and read his word, it's like we have to crave his word like never before. We have to digest his word like we've never digested before. And I've all day today, I was just like weeping, just weeping. And then God said to me, he said, during this time, he said, we need oil changes. We need maintenance. Just like your car need an oil change. And you get, depending on what kind of car you get the tune-up, you get the spark plugs changed. And he said, we don't even have an oil change. Our oil is dry, it's low. And some of us don't even have oil in us for this season and for this time.
Come on.
He said, now come on into the shop and get your oil changed. Get the maintenance that's required and that's needed to be done on each one of us.
Yes.
He said, if you own a home, you know there's great responsibility with owning a home. You have to make sure your plumbing is right. You have to make sure your lawn is kept up. He said, and the problem is, he said, everybody looks good on the outside, but messed up on the inside. They're messed up on the inside. And God wants, he wants to do a complete overhaul on each one of us during this time of isolation and you know, just the social distancing and all of that. You know, there is good that's coming out of this. There is good that's coming out of this. You know, God said what the enemy meant for evil, he turns it around for our good.
That's right.
You know, and we have to know, hallelujah, we have to know that our trust must be in him. Our trust must be in him. Our hope must be in him. Not in man.
That's right.
Not in the president. Not in the government. Our trust must be in him. Because God is bigger and greater than this pandemic. He's bigger and he's greater than anything that can hit this earth. Because he's God. He's God.
Yes.
Many saints are walking in fear and not faith.
Come on.
They're walking in fear and not faith.
That's right.
God says, you have to walk in faith. You have to walk in faith.
Right.
He said, we believe, how can we believe that the virus is here and believe that he's not here? How can that be? He's God.
Yes.
He's bigger than this virus. He's bigger than this virus.
Yes.
You can't see this virus, but you believe it's here.
That's right.
Why can't we believe that God is God? Why can't we believe that he's here, present, right now, during this pandemic? Why can't we believe that he's bigger than this?
Why even
can't we believe that God is moving in this? He's moving.
Mm.
He's moving. We can't see it, but we know he's moving. We know he's moving, and we're about to see in a minute. We're about to see in a minute.
Oh, yeah,
because
I believe.
He said, get close. Get close like never before. Get close. Get close. Don't get disconnected because of what's going on. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. We get distracted by a lot of things. He said, now's not the time to get distracted. Now is not the time to get distracted. And I was sitting in my chair one day, and I don't really watch the news, but he said, turn on the news. And the governor said, we're going to have probably 500,000 deaths in L.A. And God said, rebuke it. Take authority over it. You don't have to receive that. And he said, just like he has his prophets, the devil has his prophets. And we don't catch it. We believe what we hear in the media. God said we can't always believe what we hear in the media. We don't always have to receive what we believe in the media. If we have the authority that God says that we have to walk in that authority. We have to exercise the authority. We can speak to mountains, and they be removed and cast in the sea. And in Genesis, it says God spoke, and then it was. God spoke, and then it was. God spoke, and then it was. And if God spoke, why can't we speak and things be?
Yeah.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. My God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God says in this time, we should be growing. We should be growing. There should be growth in each of us. There should be some type of growth during this pandemic. This should be a time where we are motivated by the things of God, motivated to do the kingdom work, not panic, not be confused, not be lazy and lethargic, but motivated to do the things in the kingdom of God that he has called us to do. He said, no more church as usual. No more
That's
going
right.
to church just to say you went to church. No more, I'm not even going, oh, Lord Jesus, attending a weekly program. A weekly program. No more of that, he says. No more riding the coattails of our leaders and other ministries. God has placed in us a mandate. He's given all of us assignments, and we have to know. We have to come out of this pandemic. If you don't know, you need to come out of this pandemic knowing exactly what God wants you to do in this earth to I'm telling you, His kingdom will prevail. His kingdom will prevail. The devil got people thinking that because of everything that's going on that the world is messed up. But I'm telling you, the real church, the real remnant is about to arise. It's about to arise. And God was showing me a remnant is something that is not a part of like a carpet remnant. I went to Home Depot and I was looking at the remnants. They're not the whole carpet roll, but it's just a piece of it. It's just a piece of it. And he said, there is a remnant that's arising, and we shall see. We shall see. Time to press into God, saints. Time to press into God. Time to press into him like never before. We press into things that we want. We have all kind of energy and motivation to do other things, but press into God. He said, now is the time to press into him like never before. We have to press. I hear the Lord saying, press. Press into him. Oh, glory. Glory.
My God.
Glory.
Prophet, the prophet Ken, is there something else? We have about 6-7 more minutes before we have to try to end this and go on to our second half. So anything
Amen.
You want to add?
Only thing I would like to say, you know, I just do a wrap up with everything that I heard from the very beginning. When I first heard the woman of God talking about faith, this is what we're going to need in this hour of faith. The Bible says, not the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But in order for faith to have a job, we got to have hope. When you don't, become jobless. So it's time for us to begin to hope and expect God to move. Amen. And see faith go out and take care of what needs to be taken care of. And a lot of us, because we have no expectation, we talk, but we have no expectation. And when we have no expectation, faith becomes jobless. Then I was listening to the woman of God as she was talking, and she began to talk about just like a car need a tune-up and everything. And that's right, because a car is something that is moving. So God is looking for something that he can move through. And when you begin to look at a car, you look at a car is designed for what it is. The first thing you need a key in order to get in the door and to start the ignition. The keys are the authorities that God give you. It's the access to get into what he wants to use to take you to your destination. Then when you look on that car, you got some headlights there. That headlights are the things that will cause you to be able to see your way on the dark path. Like the Bible said with David, say, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So when I begin to turn on my headlights, those are my eyes to see my way through what God is taking me through. Then when you begin to look at that car, you got a steering wheel there. That is the Holy Spirit. It will lead and guide you. It will instruct you and show you the way you go. It will keep you on the right road. It will keep you from swerving to the left. It'll keep you from swerving to the right. Then on that car, you have to put gas in it in order for it to go. That's your prayer life. You got to have prayer to gas up your life in order to be able to move through any pandemic. Amen. And then when you get through with that there, then like she said, your oil. The oil is the thing that you need. That's the anointing of God that lubricates everything in your life. Because if you don't have oil, after a while, your heart gonna go out, which is your cylinder, which is your engine. The engine of you is your heart. That is the thing that keeps you moving. And God is trying to get man's heart back in the right position. Then you got some ties.
That's right.
Amen. Your ties are the things that you rest on. Them are the pillars of the church that helps you to be able to blow up and roll down the road. Amen. So when you begin to look at that, then
what God does. When he puts in that car, that's a horn, which is the prophetic voice. When God is trying to alert you from getting hit because you done stepped out there, out of your lane, what God do? He'll bump that horn, which is the prophetic voice that will bring about a warning to bring the heart of the children back to the Father and the Father's heart back to the children. That's what the prophetic sound comes to do. Then she talks about how we got to do as the body of Christ. Well, in the body of Christ, it's time for the fivefold ministry to begin to understand what we are called to do. First of all, an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, or a pastor, those are not callings, those are gifts. A call is into a lifestyle, which is holiness. The gifts are given for the building and edifying and maturing of the body of Christ. So once we begin to understand
what the
gift is, we can build up the body. Amen. We can get them strong. Amen. And we can do the work what God has called us to do. And then what happens? I heard her talking about giving us power. That's what he gave his disciples. He gave them power, and not just power, but authority. Because you can have power, but not authority. And if you have power, and you operate with power without having authority, then you are operating in illegal power. And what's happening, the church has been operating in illegal power. They've been having power, but have not been authorized because they have not been living the way God chose us to live. We got to live holy, people, and we got to get rid of all of these different things, amen, so that we can do what God called us to do. So in my closing, just like God, when he began to warn Abraham, said, I'm getting ready to go over to Sodom and Gomorrah, I'm getting ready to destroy it. But because Lot was connected to Abraham, and people are being spared because of the saints of God they are connected to, when God had the angels to tell Lot, he said, I want you to go and move up to the mountain. Amen. See, God, when he called us out of this pandemic, he is calling us into a high place. That is the place of prayer. Amen. He said, you need to go to the high place now. He says, so that you don't get consumed. And everybody that keeps staying on a fleshly, earthly level is going to be consumed by the things that they see. And so what he told them, he said, I want you to move out now. And Lot said, well, if you have found grace in my sight, let me go over there to the plains of Zoar. And the angel said, okay, go over there. But the Bible said, as God escorted them out of this thing, his wife looked back. And after we come out of this pandemic, we cannot look back. And I heard from the God, she was talking about people being distraction. Well, people, distraction comes from looking around. Discouragement comes from looking down. Defeat comes from looking back. But victory comes from looking up. So we got to continue to look up. Amen. And so what happened when this woman began to come out, the Bible said she looked back. And God said, when I bring you out this pandemic, do not look back. Do not become a Lot wife. Lot wife was intended to be a move of God. But because she turned back, she turned into a monument. And what God is saying, I'm looking for a movement, not a monument. God bless you all.
My God.
My God. My Lord.
Jesus.
My God. Let me tell you something. I'm going to have to call you the shooter in the spirit. God, my Lord, I'm telling you, those bullets was coming and coming and coming. I'm telling you, wow. And he ended right off at the time we supposed to go off to come back on the second half. What a mighty word that our prophetess and prophet bought. Man, y'all start this thing with a bang, for real. Y'all started it off with a bang. And I'm telling you, I thank God, my Lord. I didn't know what to do. I mean, both of y'all came in on that. And I'm telling you, that is what we're talking about, the move of God. When I said the move of God in this hour, that's just what he is saying. This is the move, because a lot of people feel like he is not moving. But he is moving. And I tell people, if you look at yourself in the mirror, he doing the move, we still alive.
We're still
waking up every morning. We could be laying on the table on the ventilator. We could be sitting there stiff and out of here. You know what I'm saying? And our family got to have us cremated. But even going through the stores and going to the gas station stuff, he's still keeping us. That's a move of God. And I just, I think, hey, I don't know what else.
Wow.
My God. That sounded like machinery going off in the spirit. I'm going to tell you, it was just going and going. And but we thank God. We know that we got to cut it right now because we got to go right into the system has to have us go into our second half. So I don't know, man of God, if you're going to be able to call. The call right back or sis, I don't know if y'all going to be able to do that or not, but we shall see when we start the second half. So I want to say to all of our listeners that are listening in, the number is still the same. If you will give us 10 minutes, which would be 9 o'clock. It would be 9 o'clock Eastern, which is 8 o'clock Central. That's what time it would be. We just need 10 minutes, and everybody can call the same number back, and we will be talking about the move of God in this hour, part 4. God bless you all.